Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE 88.9 FM, and it's time again for At the Movies with Mel, so we welcome Melanie Cutting.
Hello.
And did you see a movie this week?
Two movies.
Wow, that's great.
Two movies, yes, which is highly unusual.
Mm-hmm.
And, but what wasn't unusual is that we really liked one, and we're kind of indifferent to the other one.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll talk about the one that we really liked, mm-hmm. and I'm just looking at the Rotten Tomatoes site, and we were not among the it didn't do terribly well on the Rotten Tomatoes site, with only 51% of viewers kind of liking it. But it is a disaster movie in the old school disaster movies, mm-hmm. like Towering Inferno.
Mm-hmm.
And as I think I mentioned in previous week, it also had a lot in common with Die Hard, or the first Die Hard mm-hmm. movie. And I went thinking, oh, well, I have to review something, and mm-hmm. I might as well go to this, because it's a big movie. And I was very pleased.
Good.
I was surprised. I said, this movie is way better than I thought it was going to be. It has a certain amount of humor. It has the Rock, the Man Mountain, Dwayne Johnson, as the hero, and a little Canadian content here. I think I mentioned this again last week. His wife is played by an actress, Neve Campbell, and she has quite a lot to do in this movie. She is not just waiting on the sidelines to get rescued or mm-hmm. or to do nothing. So she has a pretty big role. I won't give away the whole story, except what probably everybody knows is that it has to do with a skyscraper. A multi-billion-dollar skyscraper, which has been built by a gazillionaire in Hong Kong, and there is a fire deliberately set on the, I think it's the 95th floor of this 220-story building, and the first hundred floors, say, are sort of offices and malls and stuff, and above that is the residential area. And the only people in the residential area are Dwayne Johnson's wife and his twin boy and girl, and the owner of the building, who's way, way up in the penthouse. So there's hardly anyone up there, but even though not everybody knows that they're mm-hmm. there, so when the fire is set, it becomes, it's like, oops, not quite what we meant to do. However, we're just going to live with the results. So there's really bad guys, and there's, of course, very good guys, certainly one of whom is The Rock. And the stunts and the CG, the computer-generated effects, are quite something. They are really amazing. Mm-hmm. You really believe that there is this building in Hong Kong, this 220-story building that basically has a park in the middle of the tower, for the first, I think it's 95 floors. Anyway, it's all quite something. And you think, given what they've built in Dubai recently, mm-hmm. that this is not so terribly far-fetched. Anyway, it is a kind of a nail-biter, and I've been to many movies, but this one actually had me on the edge of my seat, and at one point, my stomach lurched. So I was very happy that I wasn't seeing it in 3D, because then I probably wouldn't have been able to actually sit still through it. Anyway, so that is on my my recommended list for this week, and I imagine it'll be there for a little while. I'm not sure how long. The theater was not terribly full the other day. Mind you, it's summer and it's beautiful, mm-hmm. so chances are that people will get there eventually. Unfortunately, it only got a 51% on Rotten Tomatoes, so what can I say? We would have given a much higher rating. The other movie that I saw is called Hotel Transylvania 3, Summer, I think, Vacation. And that one, a little bit oddly, got a slightly higher rating of 59%. Again, not good. They're called basically Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
and that would have said this one is, I think it's fine for kids. And we were interested, and there were some cute moments. There were some funny moments. It's the same vampire. It's Count Dracula and his daughter Mavis and her husband Johnny, and they have a child and several other monsters who've been in the other two Hotel Transylvania films. And they're always cute, but the first one was certainly the cutest. After that, the whole idea of monsters gets a little tired. So this is one that I would say, if you have kids, or if you're an adult but you really, really like the Hotel Transylvania idea, then certainly go see this one, because it is fun, and it's certainly not a terribly long film compared to some of the other movies that are out there that run 2 hours and more. And Skyscraper was probably a good 2 hours, but riveting to me, anyway. I know Maureen told me before we went on the air that she saw the movie, so maybe she would like to add.
No, we liked it too. It went by fast, maybe as long, but we liked it.
Good.
Lots of action.
Plenty of action. Mm-hmm. Plenty of action, and some, as I say, some funny things. And I don't know, there are not one, not two, but three references to the importance of duct tape.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So I consider that a little bit of Canadian content. Moving quickly to what else is playing downtown still. Okay, so we have Ant-Man and the Wasp, still there in English. Fun movie. I would recommend that one. The Ocean's 8 film is only there in French now. Mm-hmm. And I have some friends who saw that recently in English, and they really enjoyed it. And I liked it too, but at the time I thought, this is not great for men. However, what can I say? There was lots of stuff going on. So Skyscraper is there in French and English. The Hotel Transylvania is there in French and English. The French film that I think I recommend, that I haven't seen it yet, La Chute de l'Empire Américain, is there. And that looks like it would be a good one. You just have to have enough French to understand what's going on. In English, the Jurassic World is still there. And this, again, is one that Maureen confided she went to see. So, Maureen, did you like it?
We didn't like it as much as Skyscraper, but, you know, it depends on the person.
Yeah. And there's, it seems like there was more, the fate of the world was in more jeopardy than it was in Skyscraper, for example. And I'm pretty sure there's going to, dollars to donuts, there will be a sequel, because they have to do something about all those animals.
Exactly. I was thinking that too.
Yeah. And the only other movie which is still downtown, and it's in English, is Sicario, Day of the Soldado. I didn't enjoy it very much, and I was unhappy about the depiction of Mexico and Mexicans. Personally, I would not recommend it, and I'm sure lots of people say, what do you mean? It was a great movie, I loved it, and I would recommend it to everybody. I don't, but personal taste. And the other one, which is still there in English, and have not seen it, and will not see it, is called The First Purge.
Okay.
And it's a prequel to the, I think there were at least two Purge movies since. I have pretty much no interest in going to see that, and I'm not entirely sure I would literally be able to sit through it, because I believe, not that I can't stand violence in movies, but I think this one has just a surplus. So see it at your own risk if you are looking for a movie. And what is coming shortly, we have a number of films that look good to me, anyway. On the 20th of July, there are two movies coming in English. One, Light and Fluffy, which is Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again. And if you liked the first one, I can't imagine why you wouldn't like the second one. But I think not everybody enjoyed quite that much fluff, singing and dancing and, you know, sun-soaked Greek island. Anyway, I did like it. I will go again and see the sequel. And the other movie that's opening on the 20th is Equalizer 2, which obviously follows on the first Equalizer that goes back a few years. Apparently mm-hmm. it's on Netflix if you want to get a little background before you go to see this mm-hmm. one. And one of the claims to fame for this movie is that it's apparently the first sequel movie that Denzel Washington has ever done.
Oh, okay.
So let's assume that he made a good choice when he decided he would mm-hmm. he would do the sequel to this movie. Hmm. So with Denzel in the lead, I'm sure it will make a ton of money and probably also be quite a good film. So again, I would not recommend it absolutely because I haven't seen it yet. Mm-hmm. But certainly those two are two that I'm hoping to see sometime after Friday when they open. And I can't tell you what won't be there. There was nothing on the website about this is your last chance to see mm-hmm. such and such a movie. So I honestly don't know what's leaving. But as always, if you want to see a movie in English, don't wait too long because it may not be there for that long, at mm-hmm. least not in English. And they kind of go rather suddenly. So I was thinking, oh, darn, I wanted to see that. Mm-hmm. Too late, it's gone. So spend a few bucks, get your little package of eight movie passes, and then you have at least a summer's worth of tickets to go and see the movies at a very good price.
It is, yeah.
So that's it for this week.
Okay, well, we thank you very much and urge everybody to get out and see a movie.
Good.